RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 8:37, it's time for the draw for the first round of the Football Championship qualifiers. Over to you, Darren.
Thank you, Audrey, and a very good morning. Welcome to the first of our senior football qualifier draws for the All-Ireland Series. We're live here on Radio 1, and you can also watch proceedings on the RTE News channel. I'm delighted to welcome to studio this morning Derek Kent, chairperson of the GAA Central Competitions Control Committee, and also here, Bernard Smith, the GAA's Games Administration Manager. And Bernard is here to oversee the draw. Good morning to both of you, Larry and to Bernard. Thanks for coming in this morning. Now, after a lot of anticipation surrounding this draw this morning, because we have some pretty big hitters in there. 8 counties in total. Mayo, Meath, Louth, Clare, Cork, All-Ireland champions Tyrone, Armagh and Monaghan. And I tell you what, I've been doing this draw for a number of years now, but this has potential to be one of the most exciting and interesting yet. Derek, we've 8 teams in here. Are there any restrictions in terms of who can play who?
No restrictions. It's an open draw, Darren.
Completely open draw. And what about home advantage? How will that be decided?
First team out, home advantage, and CCC determine time and date for it, but it's open draw.
Okay, it's as simple as that. Do you know what? I love a nice simple draw for a change. 8 slips in the bowl. Let's get down to business, Derek. One final spin of the bowl, please, and take out our first team. Matches will be played on the 4th and the 5th of June, so that's the weekend after next.
Mayo.
Straight into it. Mayo will be playing in Castlebar. Mayo, 2 of the last All-Ireland finals, and they will play...
Monaghan.
Monaghan are travelling to Mayo. What a tie that is. We're starting off with a firecracker. Game number 2.
Clare.
Clare are out next. Clare lost in such dramatic circumstances to Limerick on that penalty shootout. They'll have home advantage going to Ennis. And who will they welcome there, Derek?
Meath.
Meath. I think that'll be a nice tie for both counties, Clare and Meath. Our third game.
Cork.
Cork. Out next. So disappointing this year. But they'll have home advantage. And they will be playing...
Loud.
They will be playing Louth. And I laugh and I smile because I think we know what this last pairing will be. But just to confirm, who will have home advantage here, Derek?
Armagh.
Armagh. Only one team to go. And it is the All-Ireland champions. I hope it is anyway, Derek.
Tyrone.
Tyrone. What a draw that is. Derek Kent, thank you for your assistance this morning. Those matches will be played the weekend after next, the 4th and 5th of June. I'll go through them again, shall we? Mayo will have home advantage to Monaghan. Clare will face Meath. It's Cork against Louth. And it's Armagh against Tyrone, the All-Ireland champions. RTE analyst Kevin McStay joins me on the line. Well, Kevin, only one place to start. what a draw.
What a draw. I make it the 4 Division 1 teams have stayed apart from the Division 2 teams. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it is, remarkable, isn't it?
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing, remarkable. And Mayo Monaghan, Armagh Tyrone, I think might just pip it, Darren, for attractiveness. That will be some game after their league encounter as well up there. Mayo will be thrilled with a home game, I think. And Monaghan will be just the perfect opposition to gauge where either of those fellas are going. Likewise, Armagh Tyrone, that's a character builder. And then Clare Meath, Cork, Louth. I think that gives them a great chance because I was looking at the possibilities of who might be in the provincial in round 2, the provincial losers. And all those games will be very winnable for whoever wins round 1. Let me put it that way. So great prospects for anybody that can win these games in a fortnight's time. And wow, won't this focus training now tonight, tomorrow night? You have a date, you have an opposition, you have a location, you have a time, and it's off to the races for whoever's going to come through the round. Brilliant draw, absolutely terrific draw.
Can I zone in on the two big fixtures, Armagh and Tyrone? Like, this is probably the draw neither of them wanted. Is that fair to say, do you think, Kevin?
Probably is. They've been meeting a fair bit in recent times, and there's certainly not a lot of love lost, I would have thought, between them at this stage. But the other side of it is, you know, this is going to establish your interest in the championship, isn't it? I mean, you're going to be up for this now, or it's time to leave the championship. Armagh having the home venue will be a huge advantage because that place is going to be rocking. in a fortnight's time. That is going to be, that is the tie of the round in my view. Mayo Monaghan not far behind it, of course, but that is the tie of the round, and there is everything on the line for the All-Ireland champions, obviously, and I think also for Armagh, if I'm being honest, for Kieran McGeaney and his team, you know, they have to make a significant statement. So yeah, it is a terrific fixture.
Yeah, Mayo, Kevin, your own native Mayo, in the last two All-Ireland finals for the last six, have they got a bit of bounce back ability? You think they've trodden this path so many times before, haven't they?
They have, but there's a caveat this time around. There's no kind of walk-in fixture to get up to your full height. You know, this is full on now with only the two rounds, you know, and the other county's gone to the Tailteann. So the injury list will have to be looked at carefully, obviously. They were very disappointing in the championship proper against Galway. And again, a bit like what I said about Armagh Tyrone, this is going to tell us all we need to know about Mayo and Monaghan, where they are in terms of their ambitions for 2022. Mayo have a great tradition, a recent tradition in getting through it, but Monaghan will test them. Monaghan will test them. They were hugely disappointing as well. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to that one. That's in Castlebar. That is advantage Mayo, really. You have to say that because of the home venue.
Well, Kevin, it's a bit early for predictions, so we'll leave it there. Thanks for your help this morning, Kevin McStay, there on the line. Just to confirm again, Mayo Monaghan, Clare Meath, Cork against Louth, and Armagh against the All-Ireland champions, Tyrone, the weekend after next. Looking forward to it already. What a finish last night at the USPGA Championship. Justin Thomas took the honours after a playoff, but that is only half the story. With all the details, here's Greg Allen.
In a final round, which saw a number of inexperienced contenders blow hard but eventually blow out, the class of a former world number one began to bear when the pressure piled on, and that player, Justin Thomas, came from a championship record equaling 7 shots back to win in a 3-hole playoff. For 17 holes, though, Mito Pereira looked poised to make history because he needed just a par in the final hole to bring Chile its first major title, but his drive off the tee powered through the fairway and into a creek. Needing a bogey to make a playoff, he failed to regain sufficient composure and ended with a double bogey 6 to finish one shot short of the playoff on 5 under par, involving Thomas and Will Zalatoris. Thomas then birdied the first 2 holes of the 3-hole playoff and triumphed by 1 stroke. 2 Irishmen had their chances on the final day. Rory McIlroy with 4 birdies in the first 5 holes, then dropped 2 shots to par over the remaining holes and ended up just 3 shots out of the playoff on 2 under in 8th place after a final round of 68. Seamus Power, who started on 3 under, had an early double bogey and shot a 72 to finish on 1 under, tying for 9th position, while Shane Lowry closed with a 69 for a 2 over par total.
What a night of golf that was. I just want to finish up with a wrap of the Premier League and what happened yesterday. Manchester City Premier League winners, 3-2 win against Aston Villa, came from 2 goals down, scored 3 goals in the space 5-6 minutes to get the job done there. Liverpool runners up, beat Wolves 3-1. Tottenham got that final Champions League place, 5-0 win at Burnley. Burnley relegated, they lost 2-1 to Newcastle, and Leeds survived. They beat Brentford by 2 goals to 1 there, so they stay in the Premier League next season.